It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
So this is a show or something, right?
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Hey, thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the episode, checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, three interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones, all the usual places, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, it's Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, actor Kurtwood Smith. We're going to be talking about That 90s Show. Yes, this is Netflix's reboot to That 70s Show, which, of course, Kurtwood played the dad on 70s Show, Red, he and Kitty. But this time, The 90s Show, they're the grandparents, and that's what it kind of focuses on, the kids of the kids. Of course, everybody comes back as a cameo. So we're going to hear about how everyone was brought back together, why they chose to focus on the children of the original cast, and how his character, Red, hasn't really changed over the past 20 years. Kurtwood's also going to dive deeper into how they're tackling big topics such as coming out, first loves, alcohol and drugs, what it's been like seeing Topher Grace, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, Laura Prepon, and Wilmer Valderrama take off in their careers, and how the next seasons will continue to play out over summer vacations, assuming there are going to be next seasons. We also have fun with some of Kurtwood's past iconic characters, such as RoboCop's Clarence Boddicker, Dead Poets Society's Thomas Perry, and more recently, Patriot's Leslie Claretz. All that's and more, we're diving into That 90s Show. It's Kyle Meredith with Kurtwood Smith.
Hello, Kyle. How are you today?
You're back with That 90s Show. It's finally happening, right?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. You know, we had a great time shooting all 10 episodes. And just can't wait to see how the fans or new viewers or whatever you want to call them all enjoy the show.
Well, I can tell you from personal, you know, so I'm early 40s now, I'm 41. So I did grow up with that 90s show on TV, my coming of age years, that 70s show. And it ended up being, you know, sort of an important show to me. So there's always that thing like, okay, we're going to get a reboot. We've got new characters. Am I going to like them? After the 10 episodes, I was sad. I wanted more immediately.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. I hope that that Netflix heard you loud and clear. They have been extremely helpful. And, you know, you don't always get the kind of publicity juggernaut that we've had for the 90s show from the streaming channels. So we're very pleased and excited about that. And we assume that means they kind of like it. So.
Yeah. I loved it. Who made the call? How did everybody come together?
Tom Werner, of course, who owns the show, along with Marcy Carsey, called to find out if I would be interested in, you know, redoing the 70s show as the set in the 90s with Red and Kitty and grandkids. And I said, yeah, just where do I sign? I was very, very happy to hear that. And especially when I heard then that Bonnie and Terry Turner, two of the creators of the original show, were on board. And Greg Medler, who was one of the writers of the 70s show, was also going to be one of the creators of the 90s and showrunner. So, you know, I thought, man, you know, they've got all the right pieces. And, you know, sometimes those things happen. It's like, well, we had all the right pieces and it blew up in our face. But that wasn't the case here. You know, every episode was just so much fun to read and so much fun to do. You know, they really know how Red talks, and I just had a wonderful time doing.
I mean, it's almost like to the speed, you know, the stopwatch, like how quick can we get him to say about kicking your ass? So I was pretty happy about that.
It didn't take him very long, did it?
So, you know, here it is. We're talking about it. It's the grandkids now and you all. And of course, everybody makes a cameo. But was that conversation like, how did you want to move it forward? So it wasn't just and was there ever a thought of saying it was going to be the entire old cast updated?
No, because the so many of the of the older cast are sort of, you know, like Topher is on another series. And Ash and Mila, you know, they have film careers going that, you know, and they are already committed to other projects. So, there was never any serious talk about, and Wilmer, of course, is on regular on NCIS. So it wouldn't have been really possible. It would have been unbelievably difficult schedule to try to use all the old people, you know.
Does, for yourself, does Red have character development 20 years later, or do you use that character to sort of lean back into the past?
I think that Red is basically, you know, as people are, he's basically pretty much the same guy that he was 20 years ago. He's under the false impression that he was enjoying his retirement and without, you know, not having a basement full of kids, but of course, soon discovers that that's what he's wanted all along. You know, I think that, and I, you know, I'm joking, but I'm not, because I think that he does, that is something that happens to him, whether he's even how conscious of it or not he is. He ends up, I think Kitty says, oh, you've got that twinkle back in your eye. And some of the things that he does for these new kid, well, his granddaughter, of course, but also some of the other things he does for the other kids make you realize that he's actually kind of happy to have his basement full again.
It is fun because, I wonder if it, you know, it looks like it's fun to play a character like that, to look like, to kind of play that line, you've got to hate something, even though you're seriously enjoying the whole time. Is I don't know, is there a trick to that as you're, you know, pulling out those lines?
I don't know if there's a trick. I don't think it's a trick. I think it's just, you know, it's just plain old acting. You know, you work with what you got, and you know, that's the way Red has developed. And you know, it was just you know, one foot in front of the other as far as I'm concerned.
Old shoes or an old hats, whatever they say. Old flannel in your case, I guess, is what it is.
The flannel, yeah. If flannel really takes off in this new show, because of course it would, you know, that I think that, you know, that sort of became one of the fashion things of the 90s with flannels.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Kurtwood Smith. The one thing that I did like seeing with all of you all is that, you know, there's still a sense of taking on social cues. You have a varied cast. You're talking about big issues with this. I mean, there's drinking and drugs. There's virginity. There, you know, it's everything that comes along. What were those conversations going before? Because I felt like you all did them really impressively.
Oh, there wasn't really much conversation about it. You know, I mean, it was the writers, you know, now that's more of a question for them than it is for us. That came about in the script. It was pretty clear to us that's something that the writers wanted to feel that they could. That they could get into and get into right away, you know. Certainly dealing with Ren's character Ozzy coming out to Deborah Jo's coming out to Kitty, you know, about his homosexuality. It's just something that wasn't so much more open in the 90s than it was in the 70s. So he's still a little bit, I remember in the first episode, Eric mentions his daughter starting her period. And he's like, oh, what, Eric? You know, he's saying words like period. But still, he's kind of hip to a lot of things.
Now, the coming out episode, I think, was probably one of the biggest and best on there, just how the whole thing unfolded. And like I said, it was done, you know, gently, but with humor.
Yeah.
I think that's how you've got to play it. I'm, you know.
Deborah Jo handled it very well.
You know, as we talk about, obviously, the 90s, and I'm sure this came up all the time with the interviews in this, you know, in the 90s when you were talking about the 70s, but it's, you know, that's one of the characters of the show is the nostalgia, is the kitsch that you lean into. I loved seeing you all use the internet for the first time.
Yeah. And we've got so much more of that sort of stuff coming along, you know, cell phones, as the cell phones get smaller. And I think that by this time, you know, they had cell phones, but they were still those great big things that you would, you know, have to work out with weights before you could carry around with you, you know. And so there's all that kind of stuff to come.
It's the bricks right there. We called those the Zach Morris phone for a long time. Let's say by the railroad. But I was thinking about that. I mean, I do a lot of anniversaries here in both music and movies and film. And and sort of thinking about those things that we leave behind. And one of the biggest things, of course, is reruns at this point. We've left reruns behind in sort of a way. And for that 70s show to have, you know, that seemed like that was also a big part of it, you know, we didn't. But now you've got a different beast. Do you feel that part of it? Like, okay, this is coming out as it is, you know, and it's not, you don't just randomly turn on the TV and you're halfway through the episode anymore.
No. Yeah, that is a surprise. You know, I mean, on the one hand, it's nice, you know, certainly as a viewer, I like the fact that the whole first season drops at once and you can pick and choose at your own speed. But, you know, there was also something nice about waiting for the next week, you know, looking forward to what, you know, what might be coming. And so we'll miss some of that. But, you know, I think it's made up for by people being able to see the entire season in a couple of days and then maybe go back to it as they hopefully wait for the next season to come along.
But, you know, for you, you know, let's not age anyone too much, but, you know, your coming of age years was, what, 60s and 70s. How much do you get to draw from that in these moments, you know, seeing these kids in both series come up like they did?
Oh, it's just amazing how well the 70s show kids have done, you know, in their careers. They've all just gone on and done such wonderful stuff, and you know, and they're good people. I mean, they were always good people, and they still are. I'm very proud to have worked with all of them, and I have a feeling that it's going to be the same way for this group. You know, they range in age from, while we were shooting, they ranged in age from 13 to 17. So they were much younger, younger than the previous kids. But, you know, I've got to say they're very talented and they have great work ethics, you know. They always come to set on time. They know their lines. They don't screw around. And yet we're having fun. We're, you know, there's still some goofing off that goes on, but nothing that's holding anybody up. You know, they're great. They're really good. The talent is amazing to me.
I was just also thinking about the whole thing about, you know, as I look back at the 90s and looking at your career specifically in the 90s, and I could say this about any decade that you've worked in. I really could. But it's just incredible how many things that you were part of. So many things. And I hope you don't mind, you know, if I'm putting you on the spot or not. But, you know, if you look back at that 90s run, are there any favorites that stand out? Are there any other characters that you would enjoy going back to?
Other characters that it'd be fun to see Clarence Boddicker as an old man. So many of my characters, there aren't a lot of fun people that I've played. You know, if I think back to Dead Poets Society, he was an unhappy man to begin with. And after, I think, what happened to his son, I think, and the guilt that he carries from about that, I don't know that would be you. That would be very interesting. Well, it might be interesting to follow up on. Let's see. No, not too many of my characters, you know, would necessarily do well on further inspection. You know, there's a character that, you know, one of my most favorite things I've done was on a show called Patriot that was on Amazon for 2 seasons, and only 2 seasons, unfortunately. Now, there's a character that I still go back to because, speaking of podcasts, we have a podcast that deals with that character and a fictional book book of fiction, but a book that he theoretically wrote about, it's supposed to be about the world of piping, but it's actually, you know, sort of the story of his life. You know, that character is, I've enjoyed revisiting a lot.
Back into that. So have you all talked about where the story goes from here with that 90s show?
Well, it's set up in such a way that each season will be the next summer. We find out in the first, you know, in the first episode of the 90s show, our granddaughter comes with her parents for a visit, and we discover that she lives in Chicago and she's not having a very happy time of it. She doesn't really have any good friends and things like that. And right away she meets the girl next door and they hit it off, and she meets her friends, and all of a sudden she's got this group of friends and she wants to stay there for the summer. Obviously that's what happens. So the first 10 episodes are about that summer. And then if hopefully we get picked up, then it would be the following summer and like that.
I love that. And I don't know why that didn't seem obvious to me, because that's going to be really interesting to bring in those stories, having known that the characters just spent that much time apart.
Yeah.
Time. I mean,
right. So there's a, you know, there's going to be, you know, kind of, oh, gee, hey, look at you, you know, and kids grow and they get taller and they develop acne and, you know, all that kind of stuff that comes along with it.
And, you know, to be said that, you know, summers were some of the best parts about growing up too. So playing into that.
Absolutely.
Well, again, I've loved seeing it. I love seeing Red again. The whole thing, even the whole, what do you call them? The things in the middle where you're all dancing to the music that's always been there. It's been great seeing all those updated. I'll end with this too. And I'll put it on the spot a little bit again. What would Red have been listening to music wise in the 90s? Cause we know what the kids are going to be listening to. That's so much part of the pop culture. What do you think Red was spinning on the old vinyl or CD player at that point?
Well, I think that, you know, Red being a guy who, you know, we know he served in World War II. And so I think that there's probably still some of that music that he still, you know, holds dear, you know, Sinatra, you know, some of that, you know, some of the big band stuff. But I think he's also a country and Western guy, you know, country anyway. I think that's what he would mostly be spinning, either old tunes from the 40s or, you know, Willie Nelson and those guys.
Yeah, little Johnny Horton, little Hank Williams, all that. Yeah.
Yep.
I loved it so much. I do hope, along with you, that we get so many more seasons of this. It's so nice seeing everybody back. Congratulations, Kurt Wood, on this. Congratulations on the dropout in the awards season. And everything that's going on there as well.
Yeah, they just got a Critics' Choice Award for Best Limited Series, I guess it was. That's, you know, that's for the science. A show I really enjoyed doing. You know, I just thought Amanda was terrific. She was great to work with and great to watch. So.
All the accolades deserve it. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you, Kyle.
And my thanks to Kurtwood Smith. That 90s show, now on Netflix. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Do hit that subscribe button again so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. After that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also catch me on the social media spots. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all three of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Don't know how to get out of here. Somebody has got...
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.